A few weeks ago, I mentioned the AARP Special Bulletin's 99 Ways to Save Money, and promised to share some of them with you. Experts in the fields of money and finance, food, technology, shopping, and home improvement offer their hints and tips. There's not enough time for all 99, but I have chosen some that I have used and some that I plan to try. There are always new and effective ways to trim costs and keep more of your cash in your pocket. Here are some insider secrets from Lisa Rowan, personal finance editor for lifehacker.com. Let your online shopping cart sit. If you sign into your account and stick a few items in your cart, don't check out just yet. Retailers will often email you a coupon in a few days to entice you to place the order. Sign up for texts. Surprisingly, you can often get better discounts from your store's text message stream than from its emailed newsletter. You can unsubscribe once you've made your purchases. Shop at warehouse clubs without a membership. You can buy prescription drugs at Costco or Sam's Club without being a member. You can also buy almost anything at Costco if someone gives you a gift card. Non-members can buy alcohol and get free hearing tests at Sam's Club. How about pay for your subscriptions up front? We're talking streaming services, news services, paid apps, or anything auto-delivered. Many offer discounts if you pay for the whole year in advance. Here are some tips from the chef, Jim Horry, owner and chef and buyer at The Grange Farm to Table Restaurant in Warwick, New York. Shop where there's competition, where farmers markets are back in business. Remember that lots of vendors will have produce that's being harvested locally, so the price will be lowest for those items. Skip the shopping list, buy what's abundant, and choose recipes based on what you buy. Braise and save. There are two ways to get tender meat. Buy tender cuts or buy tougher cuts at a fraction of the price and cook them to tenderness. So get out that old cookbook and braise low-priced chuck or stew meat along with the overflow veggies for a delicious low-cost stew. He also suggests buying wild-caught domestic fish. It's healthier than and better tasting than farm-raised. To save money, look for specials on cod, pollock, and haddock. Delicious and inexpensive species. How about high-tech savings from Dan Kim, deputy deals editor at Wirecutter, the New York Times product review website? Confirm that it's really a sale price. If you aren't sure whether a price on Amazon is good, plug it into a free price tracker such as CamelCamelCamel website or the Price Plus phone app to see the item's true cost over time. How about get paid for shipping? If you have Amazon Prime, meaning you often get two-day shipping for free, you can opt for lower shipping on some orders to get other discounts, like a dollar off Kindle books or Amazon Music or money toward a Prime pantry box. How about skip the router rental? If your internet provider might be charging you a monthly fee for your equipment, but you can buy your own modem and router and make up the cost in a year. How about splurge on smart home devices to save in the future? Some gadgets can help trim utility bills. The Nest thermostat adjusts heat and air conditioning for better energy efficiency. And the Belkin Wemo Mini Smart Plug controls the power at any devices that's plugged in. Protect your phone. Invest in a screen protector, often under $10, and a good case for your phone. According to one report, roughly 30% of U.S. smartphone owners have a cracked screen. That can mean a new phone much earlier than necessary or a $100 plus repair. Focus on cleaning from Michelle Robles, Director of Systems for Molly Made. Use microfiber. These towels, mops, and dusters can be washed and reused hundreds of times, a great savings over disposable products. And because they trap dust, liquids, oils, and even bacteria, you can clean with water instead of harsh, expensive cleaning products. Don't pay for dusters. Old white t-shirts and clean socks are great for dusting. To clean blinds, put a sock on your hand like a glove, dampen it with water, and run it over a group of slats. Start from the top so that any dust falls downward and will get wiped up. Here are money manager moves from Ramit Sethi, personal finance advisor and author of I Will Teach You to Be Rich. Link checking to investing. Consider an account like Charles Schwab's High Yield Investor Checking, which is automatically linked to a fee-free Schwab brokerage account. Features such as no account minimums, no monthly fees, and ATM fee refunds can save you hundreds of dollars in a year. Negotiate all your bills. Almost every bill is at least slightly negotiable. Call your credit card, gym, cable, streaming service, car insurance, and phone companies once a year to remind them what a good customer you are and ask what they are able to do to keep you. Create a target savings rate, diverting 10% of monthly income to savings and 10% to retirement investments is a good rule of thumb. Once you're achieving your targets, you don't have to worry about your smaller splurges. Watch TV a la carte. Consider canceling cable or streaming subscriptions like Netflix, Hulu, etc., and buy only what you need. For instance, if you pay for full cable but mostly watch HBO, drop cable and pay separately for HBO. With so many streaming services, many of them free, you might find you are paying hundreds per year for little-used services. Here are best savings tricks from Kevin L. Matthews, Raleigh, North Carolina-based money and retirement planner. Airless luggage. For less than $30, you can buy a set of zip-up compression bags that allow you to squeeze more clothes into your carry-on and perhaps bypass costly checked luggage. Check your credit card for additional benefits. Some cards offer surprising rewards like credits for TSA PreCheck, roadside assistance, free museum entry, and complimentary subscriptions to premium offerings from Lyft and DoorDash. Buy fractional shares of stocks. Stocks like Amazon can cost around $2,500 per share, but firms such as Fidelity and no-commission apps like Robinhood and M1 Finance let you buy fractional shares. You could invest $250, 10%, or even $25, 1%, and still get the same growth rate. And price shop for accessories. Digital retailers make up their profits on heavily discounted electronic items by upselling accessories. Before buying add-ons, check prices on other sites to see if you can save. Shopping Savvy by Lanny Inlander, owner and chief stylist at Real Life Style, a style consulting and personal styling service. Keep an opportunity list. When something you wear or use frequently nears the end of its useful life, put it on a list of items to be replaced when the price is right. For example, replace sandals at summer's end. Besides saving money, they'll be on hand for the start of the next summer. Shop on holiday weekends. In normal times, that's when you would find the best sales at department stores and also outlet centers, many of which sell a coupon book for about $5 that gives extra discounts, potentially worth hundreds. AARP members can get coupons for discounts at places like tangeroutlet.com/AARP. And shop your own closet. Organize clothes by category and color so you know exactly what you have. When you see you have 5 pairs of black pants hanging together, you won't buy another. Think 30 wears. Don't buy something unless you will wear it at least 30 times and it will go with at least 3 other items in your closet. Avoid conditional clothing, items that pair only with that one skirt or one pair of shoes. You want all of your clothes pieces to be interchangeable. And now some saving habits from Erin Lowry, personal finance expert and author of Broke Millennial, Stop Scraping By and Get Your Financial Life Together. Switch to a SodaStream or DrinkMate system to get your fizzy drink fix at home. If you drink a lot of carbonated water, making your own sodas can save you big dollars. Muddle in fresh fruit or mint for a natural flavoring. Automate your coupons. You can use browser extensions like Honey, Rokutin's Cash, Back Button, and Top Cashback to seamlessly find coupon codes and earn cash back on your online purchases. Free streaming. Check whether your phone or cable provider offers free streaming, like how Comcast offers Peacock or Verizon provides you a year of Disney Plus. Also, take advantage of free trial periods, such as Quibi for 14 days, Hulu for 1 month, or HBO Now for a week. Apple also offers 1 year of Apple TV Plus with the purchase of any Apple device. Nickname your bank accounts, replacing each account number with a meaningful name, such as Vacation Fund or Dream Home, will remind you why you're saving and motivate you to put that money away. Challenge yourself to a no-spend month when you forbid any non-essential purchases. Feel like a month is too much to handle? Try declaring 1 day each week a no-spend day. And clean out your home for cash. Ditch the yard sale and use sites like Poshmark, Tradesy, and ThredUp for selling clothes and accessories. Use eBay or Facebook Marketplace to sell furniture, trinkets, and gadgets. Some easy frugality tips from Courtney Richardson, attorney and founder of the Ivy Investor, an investment education company in Philadelphia. Tell your favorite brands that you love them. Think about products and brands that you use or purchase regularly, and send the company an email to let them know. Many provide coupons to loyal customers who reach out. You can get free college classes. At edx.org, you can access more than 2,500 courses from schools such as Harvard and MIT. Change to LED light bulbs. The prices have dropped considerably, so there's no reason to delay any further. Not only are they better for the environment, but by replacing your home's 5 most frequently used bulbs, you can save some $45 per year in electricity costs. You can earn Starbucks rewards at home. You can receive Starbucks stars, redeemable for free drinks and treats at the coffee chain stores, when you purchase Starbucks K-Cups, bagged coffee, and ready-to-drink products at the supermarket. Enter your stars via the app or website by using the code on the package or upload a receipt for proof of purchase. Virtual change buckets. Apps like Quapital and Acorns round up your purchases to the nearest dollar and add the difference into an investment account. Users can direct those extra pennies towards a saving account too. Fast Company reports that Quapital can help folks save more than $1,500 annually. And some grocery tips. Shop during the week. Retail savings app Ibotta analyzed approximately 50 million grocery receipts over 3 years and found that totals are highest on weekends. Their data suggests that you should shop Monday for beer and ice cream, Tuesday for wine, Wednesday for produce, Thursday for cleaning products, and Friday for snacks and bread. Often the best overall day to shop is Wednesday, and earlier in the day, the better. Downsize your cart. A manufacturer once doubled the size of its shopping carts to see what would happen. Shoppers reportedly bought 40% more groceries. To control your spending, opt for the smallest viable cart or basket. And you can pay with discounted gift cards. Websites such as Raise.com purchase new or partially used gift cards at a discount from consumers who would rather have cash, and then they resell them. I buy cards at around 10% off the retail value, which is free money when I use them at the grocery store, said Chris Michaels, founder of the site frugalreality.com. And shop elsewhere for spices. Many spices and ingredients that are considered specialty at supermarkets are everyday ones and therefore much more affordable at Indian, Asian, Mexican, or African markets, says Jess Dang, founder of the meal planning service cooksmarts.com. Even within a grocery store, spices in the ethnic section are often cheaper than in the spice section. Thaw your own seafood. Save by buying seafood from the frozen food section instead of the fish counter. In some cases, it's the identical product and you can keep it longer. And remember the tried and true. Even in these unusual times, grocers still compete for your business, which means they announce the week's sales every Wednesday. Check the flyers or websites for deep discounts and stock up when prices are low. Andrew Feibert, founder of Listen Money Matters, a website and podcast that reaches more than 1 million people every month, offers this. Rent your little used car. Web services such as Turo, HireCar, or GetAround let you market a car that is otherwise just sitting around. They claim you can generate thousands of dollars a year. Note that the sites charge to use their platforms. And if you're still carrying student loans, cutting a few percentage points off a large loan can save you thousands over time. Many banks now offer refinancing options. Note that you might sacrifice eligibility for any government loan forgiveness programs if you do this. And Norton 360 Protection. You can get up to 25% off the monthly fees of plans that help protect your devices from viruses, malware, and more. 1-800-Flowers.com. Here, members can save 20% on online purchases. Silver Cuisine by Bistro MD gives you 25% savings and free shipping on your first home delivery order of chef-prepared meals. That's $99 or more. Philips Lifeline. Here, members save 15% on medical alert services, plus get free shipping and activation. Ancestry. Here, you can get 30% off a World Explorer or All Access subscription for the first year. Simply Safe. Here, members save 15% on new home security systems. Prescription savings. You can cut costs at CVS Pharmacy and other participating retail pharmacies through AARP prescription discounts provided by OptumRx. Consumer Cellular. I'm sure you've heard these ads on TV. Here you get 5% off monthly service and usage charges, and 30% off accessories. Plans start at $20 a month, require no contract, and include free activation and an extended risk-free guarantee. Allstate Roadside. Here, you can save up to 20% on plans, including the Roadside Elite plan, which covers 100 miles of towing, jump starts, tire changes, and lockouts. Health and safety packages. Members save $60 a year on the preferred and ultimate plans from Great Call with purchases of a Lively Mobile Plus or Lively Wearable 2 medical alert device. And Audible. AARP members save $2 on Audible's monthly membership. Steve Bowie of Bowie Construction in Hewlett, New Jersey, has these home improvement tips. Check out estate sales for tools. Go to Craigslist.org or search estate sales near me. Attend sales that list tools in the description. Some sales will be a treasure trove of tools and sometimes materials at incredibly low prices. Don't forget to haggle. Shop at Restore. Habitat for Humanity Restore locations often have surplus building materials, appliances, and used furnishings that are offered at great prices at 900 Restore locations in the U.S. To find the closest one, check habitat.org/restores. Consider combo kits. Cordless tools with interchangeable batteries are all the rage. Kits that include 2 to 6 tools, a charger, and 2 rechargeable batteries are a great value if you'll actually use it all. Otherwise, pick a brand you trust and buy 1 tool with batteries. Then buy others of that brand as you need them, but without the batteries. Here's some neighborly advice from Brittany Castro, certified financial planner and CEO of Financially Wise, Inc. Use Nextdoor for one-time needs. Need a table saw for a few hours? A pipe wrench for a repair? Chairs for a party? A tent for camping? Ask to borrow what you need on this or another neighborhood social media site so that you don't have to buy. Embrace grocery store credit cards. Just be sure that you pay your bill in full each month. You get 5% off Target with its Red Card, 2% cash back on Costco with its Anywhere Visa, or 6% cash back at any U.S. supermarket with American Express Blue Cash Preferred. Book unused timeshares. Life happens to timeshare owners too, and you can often snag their unused weeks at a steep discount. Check websites like Trading Places International or Red Week for opportunities. Gardening for less. Cher Hanlon, owner of Green Escapes Gardening of Ann Arbor, Michigan, suggests that you order bare root plants. These are trees, shrubs, berries, and perennials that are sold in a dormant state with no soil on the roots. They are a lot lighter to ship than plants growing in soil, and therefore less expensive to purchase online. Their light weight makes planting much easier on the back, and the hole you have to dig can be smaller. Look for disease resistance. Planting varieties that are genetically resistant to diseases can save you a bundle that you would otherwise spend on pesticides and replacing dead plants. Some online catalogs will let you order by disease resistance. And mulch with free wood chips. Sometimes you can get wood chips for free. Check with your local tree care companies, utility companies, and your city. Used as mulch, wood chips not only suppress weeds, but also provide nutrients that can reduce the need to buy fertilizer. Skip the landscape fabric. It doesn't benefit the soil or plant health, and weeds grow in the mulch anyway. For wine lovers out there, focus on wine by Randall Berteo, wine buyer and master sommelier, Las Gatas Golf and Country Club. Try warehouse brands. Some warehouse stores place their brand on really good wines. These include Trader Joe's and Costco's Kirkland brand. Go slow, buy single bottles of similarly priced wines, and write down those that you like and why. Think inside the box. Glass is expensive and you pay for it. Some good wine comes in boxes and cans these days. Again, experiment one at a time. And try less popular varietals. Great varieties such as Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and Cabernet Sauvignon are the most popular and most expensive. For lower cost whites, check out Pinot Grigio from Northern Italy, Albiano from Spain, and Sauvignon Blanc from anywhere. For reds, Malbec from Argentina, Tempranillo from Spain, and lesser-known European varietals grown in California provide great value. And don't pay for hype. Never buy a wine just because it's received a high score in a magazine. Good press can raise the price. A lesser score doesn't necessarily mean the wine is inferior. Savings Potpourri by Dominique Broadway, Chief Executive of Finances Demystified and Personal Finance Coach. Rent your sparkle. Have a one-time need for an elegant outfit? Use a service like Rent the Runway or Black Tux to borrow high-end designer items at a fraction of the cost of buying. Subscribe and save. Vitamins, soap, toilet paper, there are certain items you need, like clockwork. Use the Amazon or Target subscription feature in order to save up to 15% when you have such household staples sent to you on a schedule. Consider Carvana or CarMax for your next vehicle purchase. There is no haggling involved, and your car may be delivered to your door. Plus, each company offers a 7-day money-back guarantee. Comparison shop for your medicines. GoodRx.com will show you which neighborhood pharmacies offer the best prices. And get groceries delivered using online ordering services such as Amazon Fresh and Instacart help to limit impulse purchases. Plus, there's less chance of cashier mistakes and no travel costs. If you miss food shopping, just buy produce at the store. Do-it-yourself cost cutters by Alona Happy, Executive Director of International Personal Shoppers Association in Potomac, Maryland. Flip your mattress. Mattress starting to sag? Before you run out to buy a new one, try rotating and flipping. Now, some mattresses are one-sided and you can only rotate them. A washable mattress cover is another way to extend the life of your mattress. Perhaps you have heard this trick before. Clean with hairspray. Ink stains on leather sofa. Use alcohol-based hairspray directly on the area, then blot. First, use a cotton swab on a tiny area to make sure it works and doesn't remove the color. It works on polyester too, and I can vouch for that. I have used it and it really works well. Beauty on a budget. Wendy Fitos, licensed esthetician and owner of Just Browsing Skincare and Makeup Services, tries starter kits twice a year in January and then in May or June. Many manufacturers offer skincare starter kits for as little as $30. They contain a useful, frugal mix of products in deluxe trial size containers, usually about half the regular size. Spring version usually include a sunscreen. Pick the right skin expert. A dermatologist is a medical doctor who treats skin diseases and writes prescriptions. An esthetician is not a doctor, so he or she charges less for a visit, but understands skin structure and will recommend products to keep your skin moist and healthy. Well, that's a lot of information and a lot of choices to think about. Taking a serious look at some of those tips, I shopped my own closet and did find, in fact, 5 pairs of black pants. In my defense, their purposes were diverse, but I will try to pause before purchasing another pair of black pants. I have been shopping curbside Instacart at Wegmans, but I think the extra that I pay for each item might cost me more than any potential impulse buying. I don't regret the extra cost, however, since it is safer than in-store shopping. I've been considering scheduling regular delivery of some vitamins and my favorite protein bars, One Bars, from Quest. I hope you'll find more money in your wallet by trying some of these tips. Thanks for listening, and until next week, I'm Kathy Van Squyke.